Good morning. You're listening on a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, our patented drum roll. We have done it. We've broken through the $1 million mark. $1,025,651 on our way, trying to make that $500,000 before February 5th.
And David, we're going to have some very exciting news during the roundtable panel this morning about a major, major grant that we're going to have to make before February 5th. If we are to get this incredible amount of money, we're talking about, I think, the largest challenge gift that we have ever had. I want to make sure we have it right. We're just battening down the hatches right now, but it's going to be an extraordinary amount of money if we can just do this by the 5th of February when we start this fund drive. I'm imploring, asking, pleading with everybody who listens to this radio station to understand just how much money this is going to be for us. If we can just get this by the 5th of February. We knew this was going to be rough. Look, it's a $2 million fund drive. We've already raised the first million, which is going to go both for the tower and to keep us going. Now we've got to raise that other million. We'll do half of that other million in our fund drive, but we've got to get $500,000 in a lockbox between now and February 5th. I need everybody who hasn't done something to get going. And I know how important it is that we keep this thing up. Look, you know, I'm not going to be here forever. Nobody's going to be here forever, but the station has to go on. And I just hope that everybody will do everything that they can to make it happen. That's how we got it started in the beginning in 1980, and we've been going ever since. And somebody wrote and said, what if you can't raise the money? And I said, we've never not raised the money. It's always been there. A failure would be unthinkable. 1-800-323-9262, but better yet, do it online at wamc.org. That'll be wonderful.
Thank you so much for your generosity. Well, the shutdown has ended, and it has cleared the way for passage of a short-term spending package that would fund the government through February 8th. Not a long time. A promise from Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Alan, to allow a vote on a major immigration proposal next month finally broke the logjam after the three-day shutdown. Nearly every Democratic senator considering running for president in 2020 voted against reopening the government, as liberals were angry at Senate Minority Leader Charles Schumer. They say he's sold out the base on immigration.
Well, David, during yesterday's panel, I did talk about my apprehension that Schumer was not being strong enough. On the other hand, look, you got to look at the most important part of this to the Democrats is taking the United States Senate back. They have to defend the Democrats many more seats than the Republicans do. In fact, there are 10 major Senate seats which may have depended on this vote. You know, what they were doing was the Democrats were holding their fingers up in the air, trying to figure out which way the wind was blowing, and the wind was not blowing for them. The concept of keeping the government closed was an anathema to many people in America, particularly in those states where those 10 Democratic senators were sitting. And so Schumer, you know, a middle of the roader, said it ain't worth it. The bigger battle is winning the Senate. It is not staying with it this time. There are a lot of Democrats, particularly to the left of center, who are really ticked off about this. But they'll get over it. In the end, you've got to respect Schumer for saying we have to keep our eye on the ball here. And what's more important is taking the Senate than sticking with this right now. That was Schumer's assessment. And I still think when the smoke clears, he's going to get some credit for this.
From there to this headline in the New York Times today, Alan. Bonuses aside, tax laws trickle-down effect not yet clear. Companies are announcing bonuses as a result of the tax cuts, but it remains to be seen how much of that money will filter through to workers in the years to come.
Well, that's right, David. In history, this whole concept of trickle-down doesn't work. It's that simple. Now, there are highly symbolic things that are happening. Walmart is giving some raises to its people. Yeah, but these are raises that were well-deserved for a long time. They were way underpaid. And that's why a lot of people, particularly center-left, have it out for Walmart. So it was a very smart thing to do. They keep the president happy because, you know, he gets the credit. But when you add up the aggregate and you say, okay, how much of this money is really going to get to the people who need it the most? I think what you're going to find is there are going to be several new yachts in the harbor. As I always say, the moon tide will be there, which was a boat on Fire Island that was so big it couldn't get into the basin. So who's fooling who? We know, and I think the American people know, that this was a tax bill which was designed to help the very wealthy and did.